It's 23 hours Universal Time from Washington. This is the news from the Voice of America. I'm Todd Grosshans in the VOA News Center. Car bombings in Iraq have killed at least 42 people Monday. One bomb was detonated by remote control in front of a popular Baghdad restaurant. 8 people died with about 100 wounded. South of Baghdad, a car bomb exploded outside a Shiite mosque, killing at least 10 people, wounding 30. In the northern city of Mosul, 2 car bombs resulted in the death of 20 people, wounding 20. Near the oil city of Kirkuk, a car bomb killed 5 people and wounded at least 13. Earlier, gunmen killed Major General Wael al-Rubai, a top national security official, and his driver. The recent surge in violence across Iraq is estimated to have killed more than 550 people in less than a month. President Bush was asked Monday if the insurgents in Iraq are getting the upper hand.
No, I don't think so. I think they're being defeated, and that's why they continue to fight.
Mr. Bush was speaking to reporters after meeting Monday at the White House with Afghan President Hamid Karzai to deal with issues that had created some tension between the two. Mr. Karzai has said he wants more control over U.S. military operations in his country. Mr. Bush said the 20,000 U.S. troops will remain under American command.
In terms of more say over our military, our relationship is one of cooperate and